Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we're bringing super friend to the show, Mary Kay Cabot, from The Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Hello, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Hey, good. Mary Kay, first, what's the latest on Myles Garrett? What are you hearing?
Well, when he first suffered the accident on Monday, the initial thought back then was that he would probably miss about 1 to 2 weeks somewhere in that neighborhood with his AC sprain. So he's missed the 1 week. It now depends on whether or not he will miss the second week. And sometimes you kind of have to reevaluate these things as you go along. That was early on in the process. And so now you kind of have to recheck it and stay on top of it and see where things are at. So I think there is a chance he could possibly play this weekend, but maybe it's 50-50 at this point.
Mary Kay, is this the type of injury that it just needs time to heal, or could he severely make it worse by playing?
I'm not really sure yet, but he probably worse by playing. If you have some kind of a tear in there, a little bit of a tear, you can probably make it worse. So I do think that healing is probably prudent. But, I'm sure there are some things that he could possibly do to also get back on the field. So we'll have to see. Everyone heals at a different rate. Everyone has a different pain tolerance. And we just don't know the answer yet.
Mary Kay, how are you feeling right now about this team 2-2? I mean, we sat here and we've looked at it. We're like, man, they could be 4-0. They could be 3-1. They could be 0-4, too. There's a million different ways to look at it. They are what the record says they are. But how are you feeling about this team?
Well, I think they really needed to try to get to 3-1 in these first four easy games. They're heading into the really tough part of their schedule, as ESPN showed with their FPI yesterday, that it's the second toughest schedule coming up here. So many really good teams.
Mary Kay, hey, we're going to try to hook up. Hey, Mary Kay, your line's breaking up, so we're going to call you back again. Mary Kay, so we can try to get a better line. So we're going to hang up. We'll call you right back. Thanks. Mary Kay Cabot from The Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Super friend of the show. I'm going to hang up, and then we'll try to give her another call.
We could send people to the moon 50 years ago.
That's true. Did phone lines?
We could talk to Neil Armstrong on the moon.
Let me ask you this. I never thought about it. Did we ever have these problems when we were on a hard line?
No.
All the time?
No.
Never?
No.
Speakerphone. That would be the only problem you would ever have, right?
Barely.
I don't know. Yeah, or having to have
only
a pocket.
Only if somebody's running a blender in the background.
You better have a pocket full of quarters.
Nobody likes landlines anymore.
I like landlines.
Yeah, I know.
Who doesn't like a good landline?
My wife.
Your wife doesn't, what, won't use a landline?
We'll move along.
Oh, no. I don't want to believe this.
Just move along.
All right. All right, we're trying to get Mary Kay back on the line. We will talk to her in a second, and we'll get back into this. Again, we invite you to be a part of the conversation a little later in the show. 216-578-0092, 216-578-0092. All right, now we have Mary Kay back. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hey, I hope this is better, guys.
Way better. Sounds way better. All right, so let's finish that thought about where you think this team is right now and how they're playing.
Well, again, I think that they really needed to get to 3-1 if they wanted to be able to hand over a team that was in the playoff hunt to Deshaun Watson. I think it would take 6 games to hand over to Deshaun to be able to really have a realistic chance. Now they're going to have to find 4 victories in what is the second toughest schedule in the NFL coming up the rest of the way. They've got so many really hard quarterbacks to face, and obviously they just struggled against some quarterbacks who aren't very good at all. So it's going to be tough. They put themselves behind the eight ball with this loss, and now they're going to have to come up with a couple of victories that they weren't expected to win.
Mary Kay, if Kevin Stefanski had it to do over again, and I'm not going to ask about specific plays, do you think he would try to accentuate the running game even more? And I know there's a nice split, you know, with pass and run. I know that. But I go back to what Atlanta did the other day. Hey, this run is working. And 19 of their final 21 offensive plays were running plays. It just seems like in those situations, maybe Kevin could throw a game script out or whatever and coach as to what he's seeing on the field.
Yeah, that may have helped. I just think there were so many things that went wrong in that Falcons game. I think the inability to stop the run. I think not having Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney was huge. I think Dave Njoku's fumble was huge. I just think that there were a lot of things that contributed to that loss. And sure, maybe running the ball more would have helped. It's hard to say in hindsight, but it was so many different things. And I actually just think if Myles and Jadeveon had played, they would have won the game.
Should they run Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt more?
You know, I always like those two guys on the field together, but, you know, these guys also have a method to their madness of keeping Nick fresh and keeping different personnel groupings on the field. I mean, when you put Nick and Kareem out there, you're going to get, you know, a certain look from the defense, and, you know, maybe that's not what you would necessarily always want. So they have their reasons for not doing it. But I for one, like it when they get those two guys out there together.
The way the defense has played, Mary Kay, and I know there were issues the other day, are you okay with the talent that's on the defense? I've liked it. I've always liked it. I think it's young, and I think it's ready to do something. But I keep thinking about those big plays and a couple of plays that weren't made, and I'm ready to see somebody, maybe other than Myles Garrett when he's out there, step up and really become a real playmaker.
Well, they have had their growing pains. There's no question about that. But I think you saw that that Grant Delpit, he made a couple of really nice plays on Kyle Pitts. I mean, if you look at that game, they held Marcus Mariota to a 41.3 rating. They held Kyle Pitts to, I think it was like one catch or something like that. They have held down Cordarrelle Patterson. Of course, he was somewhat injured. But what really happened was, they just couldn't stop the run with two backup running backs. And they just did not, they were not able to make the adjustments for that. And that's why I think that if you have one of the premier edge setters in the NFL out there in Jadeveon Clowney, if you have Myles Garrett out there, I just don't think that would have happened. Not that it's an excuse, it's just reality. When you've got three of your starting defensive linemen not in the game, you're probably going to struggle against the run.
Mary Kay, there were just a couple things that I was thinking about, especially from the wide receivers after the game. Like, Amari Cooper just completely got shut down, and the one play that keeps haunting me, and I got to let it go after I ask you this question, was the end around with Njoku, and I'm saying to myself, if we've got a world-class sprinter in Anthony Schwartz, and he's run that play before, why wouldn't you have Schwartz run that instead of Njoku? I don't exactly think of David Njoku as the fastest guy on the team.
Well, element of surprise, and then sometimes size has something to do with it. Sometimes you're trying to create a size mismatch with people that maybe aren't going to be expecting somebody of his size to be trying to run that. So, I mean, he's really good with run after catch, so I really don't think that, you know, it's the worst idea in the world. And I think that with, you know, sort of gadget plays like that, if they work, you're a genius. If they don't work, you're an idiot. And I don't know, I think, you know, sometimes I think there's just an overreaction to things in a loss, and I feel like there's a little bit of that going on right now.
All right, you've made me think differently. I will put that one to bed. I'm not going to think about it anymore. Thanks, Mary Kay.
You're welcome.
Jadeveon Clowney, in or out this week? What do you think?
Well, given the fact that Kevin Stefanski has said that he's really, really close,
yeah,
just as recently as Friday, I would think that he's probably a good candidate to play, and that's going to help a lot. I mean, you really need your star defensive players when you're going against a quarterback like Justin Herbert. He is right up at the top in so many offensive categories, including yards, and he's right up there in rating and QBR and everything else. He's really good, even though he's playing with, you know, a rib cartilage issue. So we'll have to see, but it would help tremendously for them to have JD back.
Mary Kay, I'm going to switch subjects for you a second, especially because I just think about, you know, the beginning of what happened with Colt McCoy and those concussions and where we are now with what happened with Tua on Thursday night. I was just, your reaction to where they are in the whole concussion protocol process, and does it need to be updated or mandated, or, you know, just so that, I mean, the Tua play on Thursday night was so scary, so scary.
Yeah, it really was scary. And, you know, I was very involved in the Colt McCoy situation because, you know, I was the one that talked to his father the next day, and his father was the one that kind of just went off on everyone for the fact that Colt was put back into that football game with a concussion. And the protocols all changed from there. That's when they started with the eye in the sky. So Colt was very pivotal in making sure that, you know, probably a lot of other guys in the NFL were safe. They haven't come far enough, obviously, as we can see now with Tua. And there was also, you know, just some after that situation. So, you know, I think everyone just has to pay more attention to it. And then those, you know, those helmet caps that they wore during training camp, the data on those are really, really good. So they might have to really take a long look at using those.
In game. Boy, what a look that would be.
Yeah, it's a funky look, but, you know, safety should be the primary concern.
Yep.
And maybe there's some way to, you know, come up with a compromise, you know, some kind of a helmet that protects more than they are now, without the, you know, the big bulky helmet caps. You know, I don't think they can, but certainly more needs to be done.
I've not bothered to look ahead to Justin Herbert yet because I don't want to start getting frightened, Mary Kay. It's that stretch of really good quarterbacks coming up.
It really is a very daunting stretch of quarterbacks coming up, starting with Justin Herbert. And once again, I mean, if you're talking about, you know, a guy like Marcus Mariota being able to, you know, to get you on a 42-yard pass, and Joe Flacco being able to do that, and Baker Mayfield being able to do that, you know, what do you think Justin Herbert is going to do if you do not have your act together and you don't have your ducks in a row? So they've really got to work on it. That wasn't a blown coverage the other day, per se. It was, you know, it was definitely a missed opportunity. He shouldn't have been that wide open, but it was not a blown coverage. It was a cover three. And, I, you know, I think a couple of guys.
Here we go. Mary Kay, you here still? It petered out at the end there.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry about that. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on there.
Could be sunspots through the shade. Who knows?
That's it.
Through the clouds.
Yeah.
Mary Kay, welcome. We can hear you enough to let you know that we appreciate you and we thank you for your time.
Yes,
thank you, Mary
do.
Kay.
Okay.
You're
Thanks,
the best.
Guys.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Mary Kay Cabot, nice enough to join us this morning. Talk a little Browns as she does all the time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.